Guards, no masters, only helpful advice.
It's Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union Representative Justine Sachs.
We have Justine on the line. Good morning.
Kia ora.
How are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing very well. We've got a few questions to ask you, so we'll get into it. First one we've got, right before Christmas, I started a cafe job. They haven't sent me a contract yet, though, even though I've politely reminded them a few times now. What should I do?
So the important thing to remember that is that if you've started a job and you're working set hours or even working a number of hours and they haven't provided you with a contract, the risk is actually on them because... by the fact that they haven't provided you with a contract means you now have a de facto contract. So you're a permanent employee of this cafe because they haven't given you a contract. So they're kind of, it's really not good. It's definitely not a good sign if an employer, you know, doesn't take that step to kind of formalize that employment arrangement and, you know, that so you both understand your obligations and your entitlements. But it doesn't mean that you technically lose out in the sense of, like, actually, because they've let you work without any formalized contract, whatever you're working now, you're permanent and you have all those entitlements. I would definitely still want to get a contract, so I would follow up with them again, but I would remind them that actually, you know, because they haven't given you a contract, you are now permanent, and it's actually in their interest to just formalize your employment agreement and just make sure that you both understand what your obligations and responsibilities are to each other, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Awesome. We have another question here. I had leave approved for later in Feb and now it's been revoked. My boss has said it's because too many people are away that weekend now. Is that allowed?
No, absolutely not. So I've talked about leave kind of a couple of times about how usually annual leave will be granted with agreement. And, you know, an employer does have the right sometimes to decline annual leave if there's a genuine business reason. You know, if they really can't, you know, not have you there at the time, but they can't approve leave and then later revoke it because it's no longer, you know, in their interest or whatever, convenient for them. That would create too much, you know, if you've spent money on a holiday, you've got family commitments or anything like that, and you've already had the leave approved, that's really, really, you know, unfair on the employee, and it's not what a reasonable employer would do. So, the answer is no, they can't revoke your leave, and I would definitely have a discussion with that. I mean, if they asked you to cancel your leave, that's a different question, and you said yes, that's a completely different question. Mm. But the fact that they've just revoked your leave without talking to you is absolutely that's not okay and does violate your rights, yeah.
So how would you go about addressing that, Justine?
I would have a conversation with them just to let them know that this actually does... you know, break your employment agreement and employment law. I don't know. I would do so in a really nice way and just politely remind them of their, you know, responsibilities. And then if that doesn't work, which I think it probably would, because if they took any action. So I know people are always scared, you know, to kind of when having these conversations with their employers, because what if the employer kind of takes. Punishes you, right? Or disciplines you for doing so, or discriminates against you. But at the end of the day, the support is there for you if that happens, and the law is on your side. And the only way that we're going to get employers to actually comply with the law is if we do remind them of it and stand up for ourselves. So I would definitely have that conversation. And if that didn't go well, they refused, I would either seek advice from the Community Law Centre or a union rep, or even talk to your coworkers about it as well, so that, you know, you can raise it at a team meeting, because you shouldn't actually be afraid of making this a workplace issue and not just your issue, because, you know, this could affect them in the future as well. And, you know, the boss will often say, keep this confidential, but you actually don't have any obligation to keep this confidential. It's actually up to you whether you would like to share that. So, you know, a lot of these times people can be having the same issue, but they feel like they can't talk about it because the boss has said, look, can we keep this confidential? But that's actually also your choice, which is often not talked about. But, so you actually, you have that ability as well. So that's kind of what I would do if I were in that situation.
Awesome. We have another question here. My work paid me out some annual leave during lockdown without my approval, and I've just realized that's not allowed. How do I go about addressing this with them? We don't have a union rep at my work.
So my answer to this one is sort of similar to the one above, in the sense of, like, I would bring it up and say, I might talk to my co-workers as well and bring it up together, because, as I said, like, you know, the point of a union is that collective power, right? The power that the strength that comes from standing together, you know, in a union, hence the name, right? So even if you don't have a unionized workplace and you don't have a union rep, you can still work together and bring up issues together, and that can be a source of, you know, strength and give you kind of the confidence to raise issues. So a lot of the time, my first port of call would be to talk to the coworkers and talk to your coworkers and say, can we raise this together? Because this is, you know, it's really not cool that they've done this, but I don't want to raise it alone, because, you know, it's totally, like, justified that you'd feel scared or anxious about it. Yeah, so I might raise that in a team meeting. They definitely shouldn't have taken annual leave without talking to you first, so that should have been by agreement, because you may have preferred to just get the wage subsidy without the annual leave top-up, or you know, there could have been another arrangement. So they certainly shouldn't have done that without talking to you, and I definitely would raise it with them just to let them know going forward what your expectations are. And, yeah.
Very good. We've got one more question for you. My work has me on a casual contract, but I work the same hours every week. I want to change my contract to a set hours one. Can I ask my boss to change it?
You absolutely can. And in fact, after 3 months of working on a casual contract, your boss should initiate a conversation with you about whether you would like to be made permanent. Now, that's sort of what we would like to see, but employers often don't do this. In fact, it's very rare. So you should absolutely feel free to initiate that conversation, though. And the fact that you're working set hours would say to me that there should be no, you know, I don't see any reason why not. So I would definitely push for that.
Awesome. Hey, Justine, thank you very much for chatting with us this morning. If any listeners want to send in their union questions, text them in to 5395. We'll get them to you next week, but yeah, we'll talk to you next week.
Cool. Awesome. See you next week. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, take that, the man.
Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union representative Justine Sachs.